إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us yet another opportunity to resume our study session in this kitab, Usul al-Thalatha. And if you have not forgotten, we are using the sharh of Sheikh Fawzan ibn Fawzan, Hafizahullah. This is going to be our 23rd lesson, today being the 26th day in the month of Dhul-Hijjah 1441, after the historic hijrah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Mecca to Medina, which is equivalent to the 16th day in the month of August 2020, the Christian era. If you have not forgotten, in our previous lesson 22, page 29, for those that are following us and have the kitab, we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لا يرضى أن يشرك معه في عبادته أحدا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not approve of anyone to associate partners with him in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And لا ملك مقرب, that not an angel that is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is deserving of been worshipped. وَلَا نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ, not a messenger, a prophet that was sent. وَالدَّلِيلُ, and the reason for stating this, قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, his statement, the Most High, يعني Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, and the mosques are for Allah alone, لِلَّهِ, for Allah alone. فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا, so invoke not anyone along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the evidence. And we've started discussing this, and we said فَالْإِيمَانُ Afwan, just give me 1 minute. فَالْإِيمَانُ لَا يَكْفِي, يعني فَالْإِيمَانُ بِاللَّهِ لَا يَكْفِي إِلَّا مَعَ الْكُفْرِ بِالطَّاغُوتِ, وَإِلَّا فَالْمُشْرِكُونَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ لَكِنَّهُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ. That iman, hence iman with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yakfi, it will not suffice you. Why? Illa ma'a al-kufri bit-tawud, except it is done alongside with disbelief in anything and everything that has been worshipped besides Allah. That is what it means. So this famous statement, you can't be a perfect believer if you are not a perfect disbeliever. So you have to completely disbelieve in everything that is being called on besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you can be a complete believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing, amazing. فالإيمان بالله لا يكفي إلا مع الكفر بالطاغوت. وإلا, if not, فالمشركون يؤمنون بالله. The policies of Mecca, يؤمنون بالله, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But where is the problem? لكنهم يشركون به. However, alongside their belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ, and the majority of them do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illa wa hum mushrikun, yani you will never find majority of them believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that they associate partners with Allah. So what type of iman has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed for them here? They believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. They believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sustainer. They believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the universe. لَكِنَّهُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ. However, they associate partners with Allah. Where? When they were supposed to direct their act of ibadah to Allah alone, after recognizing the lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we have discussed now, then logic dictates that they direct their ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, they fell in doing that, and they were guilty of shirk. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Yusuf, Quran chapter 12, verse 106, Allah says, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. Ya Allah, God has بيّن سبحانه أن عندهم إيمان بالله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained to us that anna indahum, that daily with them, the Abu Jahl, the Abu Lahab, the Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayt, and the likes of this kuffar of Quraysh, anna indahum imanun billahi, imanu billahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they believe in Allah, walakin yufsidunahu bishirk wal ayadu billah, but they spoiled their iman with shirk when they started associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, even us today, it is not enough that we are given birth to into Muslim families, and alhamdulillah, we show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us that favor. However, that is not enough. We have to strive every now and then. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, udkhulu fit silmi kaffa, enter ye into Islam wholeheartedly, in totality. There is no, you know, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some aspects and disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some aspects. Like, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Do you believe in the part of the Kitab, yani Quran, and you disbelieve in the other? Well, this also can fit into this scenario that we're explaining. Now, a part of the Quran has indicated to us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole creator of the universe. Allah is the sustainer of the universe and everything that is contained in it. So they believe in that aspect of the Quran. But Quran has also told us that Allah alone should be worshipped. That we should direct our acts of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. أَنِ عَبُودُ اللَّهِ فَجِتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. This has been the message of all the messengers of Allah. أَنِ عَبُودُ اللَّهِ. Worship Allah and dissociate yourself from worshipping الطَّاغِيتِ, you know, those that are called besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has confirmed that they had iman, however their iman has been spoiled by the presence of shirk. They called on, you know, Lat, they called on Uzza, they called on Manat, they called on all of their deities to such an extent that they had 360 in Kaaba. Today, we might not necessarily have people calling on these idols, but you have people that prefer other rules than the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have people that prefer their desires and whims and caprices above the ruling of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, the manifestation is different, but the root is the same. So you have people today that go to fortune tellers, soothsayers, you know, marabouts. You have people today that, you know, believe in all of these things, yet they pray five times in the masjid with us. You have people that actually cohabit with their daughters. You have people that cohabit with their sisters because someone has asked them to do that. And I'm not cooking these stories up. I know these things you know, from, you know, interactions with people, and sometimes with, you know, people asking you to come and, you know, advise. But these are things that are happening in our show, in our shows, where you see people doing all of this. You see people burying human beings alive. But still, they'll come to the masjid and pray 5 times a day with you. But they have, you know, the share of pain that have given them all these conditions because they want to achieve it in life. Allahu Akbar. Now, well, a'yadhu billah. So your profession, yani you professing that la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not enough. La yakfi, la yakfiq, it will not suffice you. Illa ma'al kufri bit-tagut, except you disbelieve in all of these things that people call upon besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make it easy for us. هذا معنى قول الشيخ. This is the meaning of the statement of Sheikh al-Islam, Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab, in his kitab, أَنَّ مَنْ عَبَدَ اللَّهِ وَأَطَاءَ الرَّسُولِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. That whoever worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obeys the messenger, Allahu Akbar, we're in an era where people insult the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Muslims are now debating why such a person should be executed by the Sharia court. That, you know, we don't even know the Prophet that much. Hence, we are, you know, raising eyebrow because of the punishment that is to be meted out against any such person that insults the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But yet, now, man abada Allah, and man abada Allah, whoever worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani he worships Allah alone, wa ata' al-rasul, and he obeys the messenger, yani these are two conditions, ikhlas wal mutaba'a. You have to do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us ikhlas, and may Allah accept all the things that we do for his sake. May Allah accept it from us and unite us all in Jannat al-Firdaus. However, that ikhlas is 50% of the requirement. The other requirement is what? The other requirement is mutaba'a. You've been consistent with what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught. So you have to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. Such a person has not associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in anything. Why? لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala لَا يَرْضَى أَن يُشْرَكَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ فِي عِبَادَتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not approve of and does not like that, you know, partners be associated with him in his worship. Worship is to be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. قَالَ صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم يرويه عن ربه. You know, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Hadith Qudsi, قال الله تعالى, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, he says, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك, من عمل عملا أشرك معي فيه غيري تركته وشركه. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, أنا أغنى الشركاء عن الشرك, I am independent of being associated partners with. Yani Allah is not in need of any partners. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever does any act and he associates partners with me in that act of his, taraktuhu wa shirku, is going to be, you know, left with his shirk. Allah is going to be abandoned alongside his shirk. What it means is that Allah is not going to reward him in that act of his. This hadith has been narrated by Imam Muslim. Ibn Majah has it from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Naam. هناك قوم يصلون ويشهدون أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمدا رسول الله. هناك قوم. Here you have a people. You have a people. You have some people. يصلون, they pray 5 times a day with you in the masjid. They are foremost in praying. You see them in the front row. Where you see Duna and they bear testimony that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not stop there. Wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, and they equally bear witness that verily Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. Wa yukthiruna min dhalik, and you see them increasing in that, yani they pray a lot. They bear witness that Allah is the Lord. You see them saying it repeatedly. They pray, they bear testimony. Wa yasumuna wa yahujjuna, you see them fasting. You know, if it's in the month of Ramadan, you see them fasting in the month of Ramadan. You see them observing other nawafil fasts. Wa yushiruna alayta kadhalik, wa yahujjuna, you see them performing hajj. Lakinnahum, however, such a people that pray 5 times a day and they proclaim that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a people, they observe some in the month of Ramadan, they perform hajj. Lakinnahum, however, these people, yada'una al-abriha, you see them calling on, you know, idols in their shrines. وَيَعْبُدُونَ الْحَسَنِ, you see them worshipping Al-Hasan, وَالْحُسَيْنِ, and Hussein, the grandchildren of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you see these people, they perform hajj, they pray 5 times a day, they observe some, they do all of these things, yet you see them going to shrines. The Shiites, for example, they have their shrines. وَيَعْبُدُونَ الْحَسَنِ وَالْحُسَيْنِ, you see them worshipping Al-Hasan wal-Husayn radiallahu anhum ajma'in, the grandchildren of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And وَالْبَدَوِي وَفُلَانًا وَعِلَّانًا, and you see them worshipping every Bakr, Zaid and Amr. وَيَسْتَغِيثُونَ بِالْأَمْوَاتِ, you see them seeking for protection, seeking for assistance when they are in dire need and they are in difficulty. You see them calling on what? Bil amwat, those that have already died. So you see them calling on dead people, people that have been buried, they have died long ago. You see them calling on these people. هَؤُلَاءِ عِبَادَتُهُمْ بَاطِلَ, you see these people, their prayers, their proclamation of or articulation of the statement of Shahada, all of these things, their fasting, their hajj, wallahi al-azim, it is null and void. Why has it been nullified? Because they worship others besides Allah. They do istighatha. Istighatha is when you are in trouble and you need a rescue in an emergency, from an emergency situation, then you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even when you are not troubled, when you are not in an emergency situation, each time you are obliged to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you need in life, call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here you have the people that call on Al-Hasan, Al-Husayn. You have people that call on Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani. You have people that call on Tijani. You have people that call on Inyas. You have people that, you know, they seek for assistance. Bil amwat, هَؤُلَاهِ, because of this action of theirs, عِبَادَتُهُمْ بَاطِلَ, their ibadah is not avoid. May Allah safeguard us from this. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ هَذَا. لِأَنَّهُمْ يُشْرِكُونَ بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يُخْلِطُونَ الْعِبَادَةَ بِالشِّرْكِ, they have mixed up their acts of ibadah with shirk. Hence, their acts of ibadah have been rendered null and void. Why? Because of the presence of shirk. Today a lot of people commit shirk, yet they pray 5 times a day, yet they give zakat, yet they do all of this, but they worship others besides Allah. They believe in, you know, what the soothsayers ask them to do, and they carry out the commands of all of this. you know, people, and they go to the graveyards of supposedly well awliya Allah, and they call on them and they seek for their intercession. That is what has made their ibadah to be nullified. Imagine you working throughout the year and your paycheck was to be given to you, then you just did something that makes them to sack you, sack without payment. You've done everything, you've delivered on all the assignments you're asked to do, but you fail to meet up with one condition that has been stated by your employer. What happens? And they say you are sacked with no pay. Your work has been rendered null and void. That is what is going to happen whenever anyone commits shirk. Whatever you have done before that shirk becomes nullified. May Allah safeguard us. Why? Because what? يُخْلِتُونَ الْعِبَادَ بِالشِّرْكِ فَعَمَلُهُمْ بَاطِلٌ حَابِتٌ حَتَّى يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ. Wallahi, their deeds will become null and void. It becomes useless. حَتَّى يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ, until they call on Allah alone, until they single out Allah alone in ibadah. وَيُخْلِصُوا لَهُ الْعِبَادَةِ, and they make ibadah, worship for Allah alone. They are sincere in their worship. They direct the acts of ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. وَيَتْرُكُ عِبَادَةِ مَا سِوَى, and they abandon the worship of anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِلَّا, if they do not do that, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَيْسُوا عَلَى شَيْءٍ. Wallahi, as long as someone calls on the dead, as long as you visit the soothsayer, what we call the brokers and the babalawos, and you believe in what they ask you to do, that it's against the sharia, and you believe that they can cure you, or they can give you wealth, or they can take the life of another person, or they can benefit or harm, as long as you call on these people besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seeking for assistance from their side, what you ought to seek for from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any such person that is guilty of this, laysu ala shay'in, they are not upon anything. Wallahi, if they were to spend $10 billion on the path of Allah, it will not be accepted from them. Because what? Laysu ala shay'in, because they are upon nothing. Why? Because of the presence of shirk and because of the absence of ikhlas. فَيَجِبُ التَّنَبُّهُ فَيَجِبُ التَّنَبُّهُ لِهَذَا. Then it has become mandatory and obligatory that we pay attention to this. أَلَيْسَ كَذَلِكَ, that we pay attention to this. It has become obligatory that we pay attention to this. Now, that we pay attention to this. لأن الله لا يرضى أن يشرك معه في عبادته. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not approve of anyone associating partners with him in the ibadah. كائنا من كان, anyone that is in existence or whatever is in existence must not be called upon besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يرضى سبحانه بمشاركة أحد مهما كان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow for or does not approve of بمشاركة أحد مهما كان, that you give partnership to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, however that partnership is. لِأَلَّا يَقُولَ أَحَدٍ, such that someone will say, أَنَا أَتَّخِذُ مِنَ الْأَوْلِيَاءِ, I have taken from amongst the awliya Allah, from the friends of Allah, وَالصَّالِحِينَ, and the pious people, وَالطَّيِّبِينَ, and the the religiously conscious one, shufa'a, intercessors. Ana la a'budu al-asnam. No, I do not worship idols. Wal awthan, neither do I call on, you know, again, asnam wal awthan, those that are the humans, those that you worship out of, you know, figures that have been carved out. Kama huwa fil jahiliya, just as it was during the jahiliya. They say, we are not worshiping these people, we are just taking them as intercessors between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ana attakhidhu hawla'i shufa'a la a'buduhum, I just hold on to the friends of Allah as intercessors, as intermediates between me and Allah. La a'buduhum, I do not worship them. فنقول له, then we say to such a person, هذه مقالة الجاهلية, والله هذه مقالة الجاهلية, أفضل اتخذوهم شفعاء عند الله. This is exactly the statement of the Jahiliyyah period. They have taken Lat, Uzza and others as intercessors between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لأنهم صالحون, or they take the pious ones as intercessors because they see them as having piety and, you know, being close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so, and they are friends of Allah. So instead, we want to reach Allah through these people. Wallahu la yarda bihada, then it is pertinent for us to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not approve of this. Inshallah, our Zoom package just got expired, so we're going to if it goes up, we will reconnect again inshallah to complete maybe the other 30 minutes part of it. So when we go off, please you reconnect inshallah. Now qawluhu, the statement of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab, la malakun muqarrabun وَلَا نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ, not an angel that is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be worshipped besides Allah. وَلَا نَبِيٌّ مُرْسَلٌ, and not a prophet that has been sent as a messenger should be called on besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الْمَلَكُ الْمُقَرَّبُ وَأَفْضَلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, the close angels, the angels that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, huwa afdalul malaika, is the most honorable angel. Mithlu, you know, they are the most honorable angels. Mithlu, the example of such angels, Jibril alayhi salam, angel Gabriel. Jibril alayhi salam, angel Gabriel. It is haram, forbidden, abadan, eternally forbidden for anyone to call on Jibril alayhi salam, despite the closeness of Jibril alayhi salam to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at this, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Jibril alayhi salam holy. Allah says Jibril is holy. In the Quran, Allah says nazala bihi ar-ruh al-amin, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحِ الْأَمِينِ, which the pure ruh, yani Jibril alayhi salam, who is holy, he brought down revelation. So Allah called him, you know, ruh al-Qudus in another place, a trustworthy, you know, ruh, Jibril alayhi salam. And Allah described the angels generally in Surah Al-Tahrim, Quran chapter 66, verse 6. Allah says, لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ, they do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which Allah commands them. And whatever Allah asks them to do, they act on it promptly. So if you are deceived by the closeness of an individual, the apparent closeness of an individual to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, by that apparent closeness of that individual to Allah, you now think you can call on him to reach out to Allah, then Here is a statement to remind you that such a person also commits sins, because we are not ma'asum. There is al-asma, you know, infallibility is not for us. Fallibility is intrinsic to our nature. We are bound to sin. So anyone that you see commits a sin. Our sins only differ. So it's because of the apparent closeness of that individual to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're holding on to him as an intercessor, intermediate between you and Allah, then here is an angel that does not even commit a sin. So la malakun muqarrabun, not an angel that is close. مثل Jibril alayhi salam, a good example, Jibril alayhi salam, وحملت العرش ومن حوله, and those that are holding the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those surrounding it, they are the closest angels to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet it is forbidden to hold on to them as intermediates and intercessors between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do that, you'll be guilty of shirk. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, the angels, they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَعَ قُرْبِ الْمَكَانِ مِنَ اللَّهِ, despite their closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in terms of, you know, closeness, because they are holding the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقُرْبِ الْعِبَادَةِ, and their closeness to Allah in terms of their worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَالْمَكَانَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, and their status in the sight of Allah, لو أشركهم أحد مع الله, أحد مع الله, if anyone was to associate them as partners with Allah, في العبادة, in the worship of Allah, فإن الله لا يرضى, then Allah will not approve of it. بأن يشرك معه ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل كمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله, Allah does not approve of that, that you associate partners with him, with any angel that is close to him, ولا نبي مرسل, nor with any prophet that has been sent to his people. For example, كمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, كمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. For example, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, وعيسى, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, wa Nuh, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, wa Ibrahim, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, ulil azmi, the prophet of the highest repute. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa id akhadna min an-nabiyyin mithaqahum wa minka wa min Nuh wa Ibrahim wa Musa wa Isa ibn Maryam wa akhadna minhum mithaqan ghaliza, in surah al-Ahzab, Quran chapter 33, the second page, the first verse on the second page of Surah Al-Ahzab. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of this angel prophet because of their special status. Public announcement. If you were to call on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and associate him as partners with Allah, if you were to call on Prophet Isa alayhi salam, if you were to call on Prophet Musa alayhi salam, if you were to call on Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah will never forgive you. Allah will throw you to hellfire to abide therein forever and ever. May Allah safeguard all of us. Hence, if this great prophets of Allah and the great angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are forbidden for us to hold as partners with Allah in ibadah, what more of awliya Allah? What more of human beings like us that are not messengers of Allah? وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, وَلَا, even if he was to be from amongst the most honorable angels, وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الْبَشَرِ, وَاللَّهِ, even if he was to be from among the best of humans, like Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَوَلَا يَرُضَى أَن يُشْرَكَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not approve of associating partners with him, anyone from amongst the angels, وَلَا مِنَ الرُّسُلِ, not even from amongst the messengers, فَكَيْفَ بِغَيْرِهِمْ, then what more of other than this great servant of Allah, min al-awliya, what more of those that are not angels, those that are not messengers of Allah, they are only awliya Allah, friends of Allah. But that is the status. Know that the prophets are also friends of Allah. But we are talking about maratib. You have the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Then you have the prophets of Allah, the messengers of Allah. They are forbidden for you to hold. What know of others that are not them? يعني كأولياء والصالحين, the pious people. فغير الملائكة, those that are not angels, والرسل, and that are not messengers, من باب أولى لا يرضى الله بإشراقهم معه في العبادة. Then they are far from being considered objects of, you know, association with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذا رد على أولئك الذين يزعمون أنهم يتخذون الصالحين والأولياء شفعاء عند الله. This is a refutation against this set of people, that in their notion they think that they are holding onto the pious people and the saints, the awliya, shufa'a عند الله, that they are intercessors for them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ليقربوهم عند الله زلفا, ليقربوهم عند الله زلفا, so that they can be a means of taking them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what they claim. كما قال أهل الجاهلية, just as the people of the Jahiliyyah period used to say, ما نعبدهم إلا ليقربونا إلى الله زلفا. Wallahi, we do not worship them. We are not worshipping Lat, we are not worshipping Uzza, we are not worshipping Manat, we are not worshipping all these idols. We are only calling on them to take us. We are seeking for means of nearness to Allah through them. The same thing that those that are associating partners with Allah through awliya, this is the same statement that they are repeating. Allah made this statement in Surah Az-Zumar, Quran chapter 39, the third verse of it. وَإِلَّا فَهُمْ يَعْتَقِدُونَ أَنَّ هَوْلَا إِلَىٰ يَخْلُقُونَ. Otherwise, they themselves, they have the aqidah, the belief, أَنَّ هَوْلَاءِ, that these people that they call on besides Allah, لَا يَخْلُقُونَ, they do not create, they are not creators. وَلَا يَرْزُقُونَ, they do not enrich anyone, they have no any power to give wealth to anyone. وَلَا يَمْلِكُونَ مَوْتًا وَلَا حَيَاةً وَلَا نُشُورًا. They can neither kill you, they are not in possession of the ability to take the soul of another person, neither can they give life to the dead, neither can they resurrect. وَإِنَّمَا قَصْدُهُمْ التَّوَسُّطُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. But they said their intention is to hold on to these people as mediators, as middlemen between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. التَّوَسُّطُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. وَلِذَلِكَ, as a result, صَرَفُوا لَهُمْ شَيْئًا مِنَ الْعِبَادَةِ. Then they now direct something of ibadah to these people, تَقَرُّبًا إِلَيْهِمْ, seeking for means of nearness to these people that they call on besides Allah. ذَبَحُوا لِلْعُبُورِ, you see them slaughtering to the inhabitants of graveyards. You see them go to the graveyards and they slaughter animals and they call on the inhabitants of the grave. وَنَذَرُوا لِلْقُبُورِ, and they vow, بَاكَنْشَي in Ausa language, they make vows for the Amwat, those that are in, you know, the inhabitants of the grave. You see them saying, if you give me child, because he has not been blessed with a child, so you say, if you know, they go to the grave of so-so-so sheikh, and they say, ya sheikh so-so-so, and so, what I want is a child, ya sheikh, intercede on my behalf with Allah, speak to Allah for me, so that I can have a child. Now he's saying, speak to Allah on my behalf. That is shirk, because Allah has given you direct connection with him. So they make vow that, wallahi, if you speak to Allah on my behalf and I'm blessed with a child, or I'm blessed with a marriage, or I'm blessed with a job, I promise that I'm going to fast, or I'm going to slaughter 10 animals besides your grave. A lot of people do it. You see them seeking for assistance from the dead. Today they call on Inyas, they call on Tijani, they call on, you know, a lot of, you know, dead people that can neither hear what they say nor even respond to them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدَعَوْنَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah says, those that you call upon besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ, they are servants like yourself. فَدَعَوْهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Call on them and let them answer your call. If you are truthful, they will never be able to answer your call. So call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, Allah will answer your prayers. Inshallah, we're going to stop here. Our next lesson, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. Whatever we have said that is consistent with the truth, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite all of us in the reward of this act. Where we have made mistakes, may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah establish our feet firmly on the path of the truth. And may Allah be pleased with us. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.